I think it was more than just the working class who voted to leave.
Oh, it was the older ones, but it was the working class and lower socioeconomic groups. The interesting thing is the anti-immigration move that was on. I heard John Key today in four separate interviews thumping the immigration argument here, saying, no, we got it under control. We haven't, you know, they've sensed, New Zealand sensed that there is a real problem and that is a political issue for the government.
Come back in just a moment. Jesse Pagani, Bill Ralston on the huddle. It's 15 to 6.
GVK Finance. Amongst other things, last month, we financed the purchase of 9 truck and trailer units, a mobile crane, 3 excavators, a commercial property, and a fleet of over 150 cars. So what will GVK Finance be financing next month? That's kind of up to you. You're in the business of getting stuff done. We're in the business of getting you the money to make it happen. Your trusted business finance brokers, we're GVK Finance.
Now, if you're considering selling your business, there's some things you need to weigh up. You see, it's not like selling a house. There's significant risk if the wrong people find your business for sale. And although you'll be looking to achieve the best market price, you don't want just anyone in the market knowing the business is for sale. The sales process needs to be strategic and confidential. Only qualified buyers with no hidden agenda should be getting information on your private affairs. You'll need an experienced person to protect your interests while they're pursuing the highest price the market will deliver. In short, they'll get you the best price for your business and they will help you minimise your risk throughout the process. If it's time to sell your business, you should give careful consideration to who you trust with this sensitive process. I invite you to contact Tony Van Camp from Bailey's. He's licensed by REAA. He concentrates on businesses worth $1 million or more. Give him a call direct. 021-222-1555 or Google Tony Van Camp. That is 021-222-1555.
News Talk ZB Community Notices. With stressless recliners from Danske Moba Furniture. Imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
The North Shore Brass Band presents Contest Prelude with guest band Kumu Brass on Sunday, July the 10th at the Brian Gerard Theatre, Birkenhead College. The bands will perform a wide repertoire, so come and hear world-class performances from your local brass bands. Tickets will be available at the door.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Möbler Furniture. Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
Josie Pagani, Bill Ralston on the Huddle issue number 2. Let's move through these, Josie, although some of them need quite a lot of attention. Anyway, Malko, little Malko, 17 years, these two killers out, and 9. You heard the judge before? You may not have. The judge said they should have been charged with murder. What do you think?
Oh, it's just awful. And you know, you look at it and you think justice should not only be done, but it must be seen to be done. And you think, how could this have happened, that these two people would be, that the charge would have been changed from murder to manslaughter? The attack on plea bargaining, though, I don't quite get, because as I understand it, the Attorney General has come out and said very clearly that there was no plea bargaining, and that's unprecedented for an Attorney General to do that. So if that's the case, why are we debating? Because to me, plea bargaining exists when the prosecution feel like they just don't have the evidence, but they know someone's guilty.
Well, it might not have been plea bargaining. It was the next best thing. There was a deal done.
I think the cops looked at it and said, to prove murder, we are to, in effect, to have to prove they were intending to kill him. Now, it looks to me like they were intending to kill him. But, however, the cops thought, well, rather than have murder fall over and then we'd have to fight the manslaughter argument, maybe it's better just to go straight for manslaughter. It's sad. I mean, that it was the most horrific crime. Unbelievable. And those guys, I mean, they can be out in 9 months. On parole.
9 years.
Nine years.
But I think that's it, isn't it, Bill? It's the most hideous crime I've heard in a long time. But they were afraid that they would get no conviction and that these two people would walk free. So they're not doing it because they think these guys are slightly less guilty than if they were on a murder charge.
All right, but they could have been given life for that manslaughter charge anyway. They weren't. Issue number 3, Bill, to you first. The Auckland Rail Link, this is to the airport. This is the... in favour, I think, of light rail. Where are we heading with this?
Well, it hasn't really even got that far. It's just killed the idea of heavy rail. That came out of the New Zealand Transport Authority changing its mind from a year ago and deciding not to proceed with it on the advice of Auckland Transport, a report from them saying, oh, you know, it's not really cost effective. Well, you know, how many times have we heard that? That ended up with a four-lane harbour bridge back in the 1950s, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys have just got to have a little bit more nous in the way they operate.
And if you tried to get from the airport to town in a bus,
in rush hour, yeah,
it's a nightmare.
But this should apply. I mean, why haven't councillors in the last 20 or 30 years been delivering this light rail? Light rail is everywhere around the world.
Light rail is another option, no doubt about that. You put the tram line right the way down from Queen Street down Dominion Road, right the way out, and do that. But heavy rail can move real numbers of passengers. We're talking here about the tourism industry. It's not you and me just going to the airport to fly to Wellington or wherever.
It sounds to me like they haven't done the wider economic benefits. They've just done the very pure sort of...
Auckland Council of them. I want to know, and I should state here, I am running against Mike Lee for the Auckland Council.
Right, Josie, we'll have light rail within the next year, I'm sure, Bill.
Yeah, okay, I'm just saying that... You know, Mike Lee is on the board of Auckland Transport. He chairs a steering committee with New Zealand Rail to look at exactly this kind of product, and he chairs the infrastructure committee. And this morning in the paper, he's bewildered by what's happened. Hello? Is the guy for it or against it?
Rail's a good thing. Anyway, Josie, issue number 4. So we've had the Shewan investigation into the foreign trusts, and I think this is what we knew anyway. The disclosure requirements aren't good, and they're going to be given a tickle up.
But we knew, didn't we, that there was very unlikely to be evidence that they're being used for tax evasion in other countries. I mean, maybe some are, but what we know is that there are good reasons why some people have foreign trusts. And for the bad reasons, we need to work internationally with the OECD and other jurisdictions, because that's the only way we're going to target. I mean, the statistic I heard the other day, nearly $3 trillion of money that goes into tax havens is from the poorest countries in the world. So that's an outrage. You've got to deal with it internationally. We were always going to find out that New Zealand foreign trusts were... You know, acting within the law, if we want to deal with the bigger issue of tax evasion, we've got to do it globally. Bill.
Josie, I just want to see Mr. Little and the Labor Party apologise to John Shewan for calling him a stooge. I mean, he stood up today and says the law is inadequate for the purpose. It's not fit for purpose, you know. And these guys slammed poor old John Shewan. I felt sorry for him. I don't even know the guy, but he got bagged for no good reason.
And it was a silly way to approach it. I mean, personalising something like this, which is actually a global problem, and we've got to deal with it by working with other countries. I mean, the irony of Brexit, too, is that all those voters who've swung against big corporations taking the experts saying this would be bad for the economy and global corporations paying no tax... Ironically, you do it through mechanisms like the EU and multilateral organisations like the OECD.
Thank you, Josie, and thank you, Bill. Bill Ralston and Josie Pagani, News Talk ZB. It's now 7:26. News Talk.